Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is song stylist and NEA Jazz Master, Nancy Wilson. She's a wonderful singer and a multi-talented entertainer, qualities that have led her across musical boundaries and onto successful careers in television and radio. Her most recent gig on the airwaves has been hosting the successful public radio series, Jazz Profiles. She joined me for this Piano Jazz in 1994. Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
I'm so glad you could come and do the show.
Well, you know, we've been trying to do this, so we finally got together, and I'm
quite
very pleased about it.
Yeah, me too. And I've been listening to your new record, the one with Barry Manilow, and you just seem to get better and better all the time.
Well, one of the blessings that I've had, I think, is the fact that the voice has matured because it's deeper. I didn't lose any of the top. The bottom is really rich now. I'm crazy about the bottom now.
Well, it's funny. I was going to say somehow you sound better all the time, and I wondered if you were working at it or doing vocalese or something.
Oh, you just mentioned the magic word. It's a word that I know nothing about whatsoever. Vocalese is not in my vocabulary. I talk with young people every now and then, you know, especially since I have some students, some young people who have become close to me as friends, and I really kind of function somewhat as their mother also. And they are studying at Juilliard, and they're always talking to me about, with these wonderful musical expressions, about singers. And they are so shocked to realize that I don't understand. I don't know any of that part. I have always just sung. I have never questioned what it is. I thank God for it, and I just do it.
Well, that's probably the best way. And I imagine you've been doing it since you were a little kid, haven't you?
Since I was a little kid. I remember singing, three, four. My grandmother was the one who used to, people would say, oh, come on, let us sing, because I was showing off. I'd do the little soft shoe, and I had my little repartee I had, and if they made the mistake of asking me to perform, well, I expected them to be quiet and allow me to do what I do.
Of course.
And I sang basically with the members of the church, as opposed to, I wasn't really a singer in the choir. I went to a Baptist church as a little girl.
I sort of imagined that somehow.
But, well, when I went to the Pentecostal church, I wasn't allowed to sing in the choir. I was about eight. And I was already singing secular music. I was singing Margie, all the, you know, the great standards at the time.
Secular music, I love
that. That was secular music, and I wasn't allowed. They would not let me sing in the choir because that was a sin. Well, I thought I knew my God a little better than that, and I never believed that he would allow me to want to sing these things if it was not what he was giving me. So I went to the Methodist church and sang in their choir, which is a little subdued and sedate, but I could always go to the Pentecostal church and sing, and I still do. And it worked. I've always enjoyed gospel music. To me, when I want to lift and when I want to really feel good, I will always go find some great gospel singers and listen to that. But I don't have
terrific.
The pipes for it, you know. I mean, I'd love it, but
You have some pipes.
I'm doing what I think the voice is able to do. I think if I sang gospel every night, the voice would not have held up.
No, maybe not.
You know what I mean?
But you know, you do such beautiful tunes over the years. I've heard some of the wonderful standard tunes that you've done. I wonder if you do something for us now.
I'd be more than happy to.
About Almost Like Being in Love? By the way, you've got your wonderful pianist here.
Yes,
Lou Matthews. And I can see he's going to give me a run for my money.
Well, you two are going to have a lot of fun here today. In fact, our audience will be happy to know we've got some things planned for you. Just give us a minute. What a day this has been, what a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. I've got a smile on my face for the whole human race. It's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell
that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when those bells start to peal, I could swear I was falling. It's almost like falling, almost like being in love, 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 love. Almost like being in love, like being in love.
Boy, I haven't heard that song in a long time, and I just love the way you do it.
I have not sung that since the Blue Note.
The Blue Note in
New York long ago. I pulled it back out about 8 years ago, and threw it in a little bit. So I'm glad to. That's why. Because every now and then, you know, I find that I'm really stuck for something up tempo. Ballads, I can think of 1,000 ballads I want to sing.
Well, and you sing them in such a special way. You know, it's like nobody else sings ballads just the way you do.
Well, I live them. I think I try to close my eyes, and then I become wherever that song is, and that's what's so special about them. I really love a good lyric. I like songs that have a story. I want a beginning, a middle, and an end. I get very bored with singing repetitious material. I don't like songs that repeat certain things. At 50-some years old, I do not choose to say baby, baby, baby. You know,
you know, that's why your latest album with My Lover Beside Me, that's the title of it, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's such a nice album. And what is the story on that? Did Ginger Mercer found these Johnny Mercer lyrics?
Yes. When Johnny passed, Ginger did not know Barry Manilow. But
no.
For some reason, she thought that that would be what she should do.
Amazing.
She found little bits and pieces and put them all in a manila envelope and sent them to Barry Manilow in London and care of the record company.
Goodness.
How he managed to get it is beyond me. But he eventually got it. It took him about, 7 or 8 years of, in his spare time, just going over the words and putting them to different music. And he really had a good time doing it. And once he had compiled it, it basically became a suite of music.
Well, it's a beautiful album.
So I was very pleased that they thought that Nancy Wilson would be the voice that could do justice to those. Because, see, Mercer, one of the reasons I always wanted to be at Capitol was Johnny Mercer. Capitol Records, to me, was the singer's label.
Well, didn't he start you off, more or less?
No, I went there because of David Cavanaugh as my producer.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know that.
But because the four partners who originally started Capitol were very much music-oriented, music-minded, and cared about the music. And that was the company to me that said the most about a singer's singer, or a person who loved the lyric, should be at Capitol at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were really, and that was where Peggy Lee was, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Frank Sinatra
was there, Nat Cole was there. So, at Dakota State and Jonah Jones. So if Nancy Wilson should
have... Even I was there.
That's the only record company I ever wanted at that time.
Yeah.
And Mercer was one of the reasons. And eventually, over a period of time, I published several songs of Johnny Mercer's, and I also I looked at my Hollywood My Way album, and there are 5 Mercer tunes on there, not consciously.
Well, he wrote such great tunes, and he always
wonderful.
Had such terrific collaborators.
Right.
Now, this tune you're going to do, I really forget, but Beautiful, is that
mm-hmm.
Did Johnny Mercer have anything to do with that?
I have no idea.
I'm dying to hear this.
This is from one of my favorite albums. The title of the album is But Beautiful, and I recorded it with Hank Jones, Grady Tate.
Ron Carter.
Ron Carter and...
Gene Bertoncini.
Yeah, you got it.
So I've got my piece of paper.
You remember. You got your piece of paper, right?
Love is funny. Or it's sad, quiet, sometimes mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad, but beautiful. chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking, I wouldn't mind at all. Love is tearful or it's gay. It's a good thing or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking, if you it's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking, and that would be but beautiful. That would be beautiful. And that would be beautiful.
You know, I really admire the fantastic control you have. And you've developed some new little things in your voice. I don't know what you'd call it. A little cry. Is that?
I've always had that one. That one. Every now and then, when the voice is really rich and full, I hate to go in the studio. For example, I went in the first day. I go in, the voice is always too pure. You know, I like it to have a little rough edge on it. Every now and then, when you really want to reach down, and I want to hear that, and I can't hear that when it's just, I haven't sung for 2-3 weeks, and you walk in, and the voice is just too pure, too nice. I wanted to.
Well, you know, you were talking to me a little earlier, saying about being a mother to a whole bunch of kids.
Mm-hmm.
I read or saw somewhere where you're into so many projects of good things, mm-hmm. And do you teach? Do you have students?
I did teach. I was had a class at Cal Poly where I taught a master class in vocal stylings, as opposed, because I don't know anything about music per se.
Oh, but that's a great thing, vocal stylings.
And about attitude.
How do you mean exactly?
Trying to let young people know that it isn't easy, it doesn't come overnight, and rose-colored glasses do not work. They always think that you're going to come and give them all the good side of it. But I let them know, I think one of the smartest things I ever did in my life was not to be rushed when I first started. I had a television show when I was 15 years old.
Really?
Which led to an awful lot of people with pieces of paper, which they wanted me to sign immediately, say 15, 16, 17. Well, I finished high school. I had a scholarship to a university. I didn't choose to finish, but I did. I earned a scholarship. I was already working, so it was very difficult to.
Where are you from?
I'm from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my God.
I
one
worked
of my favorite towns.
And we had a lot of, I mean, there was great little rooms to play. I played the Club Regal, the Litchford Hotel. I mean, I worked with
Grand
Sir Raleigh.
Grandview Inn.
Oh, God, I played Valleydale. Valleydale?
Yes, sure.
One of the cabarets, when everybody, the clubs would have their, I sang with, sat there with my little knit dress on and my maracas with Sir Raleigh Randolph and his Sultans of Swing.
Oh, my God.
There was vibist named Sylvester Birch, mm-hmm. and I can recall spending several months of my life in southern Ohio sitting, playing cocktail drums. God, I had almost forgotten that I saw a book with my picture, and it was Sylvester.
Playing cocktail drums.
Playing
the
cocktail
upright
drums.
Drum.
Yes, that upright drum.
Stand there and smile
yes,
and play the drum.
Yes.
But all this is great. I mean, it must have been great training for you in a way.
But that's what's missing today. I knew my craft and was fully capable of performing when I hit New York.
I think that's terrific. Well, that's why you continually grow and, doing more things, keep all this new material, new Johnny Mercer material, for instance.
It's the thing that I like about it is I've always respected this business. I've always known that there is something. Just look at the history, especially females. An awful lot of women, wonderful women, performers, singers, great voices, marvelous, delightful people whose lives were a living hell.
I was going to ask you about that, like about the drug scene. And
just terrible. And you have to know, I mean, I saw that, and I did not want that. So I had to realize there is something in the business that will do that to you, because all these women are not weak. These are wonderful women.
Right.
What is there that creates this chaos in their lives? So I put family and home first. I put my happiness before I put the music. Now, if I found that I was unhappy out here singing, then I would go home and regroup. I knew where, I had a little spot that I knew what happiness felt like because I'd been there. Consequently, when things get strange and you are not sleeping well at night, then you have to figure what's causing that.
You know, it's so wonderful to be here. I'm having such a good time. My guest today is Nancy Wilson. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. You know, this is hard for me because you've got this wonderful piano player, Lou Matthews, here, and I'm sitting listening to this. And I'm also thinking to myself, would it be too much to have you do a song and me play for you?
I think that if we didn't, it would be too much. So we really need to do that. So
well, let's do
I like the next song that we're going to do, I Remember So Well by Dinah Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And I know how beautifully you play, and this will be my pleasure and my treat.
Okay. Easy Living?
I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the things I'm giving. They're easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Maybe I'm a fool. it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand, and they just don't understand that living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love, and I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
The dynamics, the level of change of pace that you get.
I've been like that since a little kid. I love drama. I believe, to me there was nothing more wonderful than this wonderful, gorgeous lady who would just drape herself in these exquisite clothes and sing these great tunes with this husky, sexy quality. I always wanted to just lay on a piano and just... let it all. I mean, I've done pretty much.
I was going to say, you've
pretty
much done
I haven't
that,
really
except.
Quite laid on top of it, but I've come as close as you can get.
And you've worn the gorgeous gowns, and you've done everything you dreamed about.
Yes, I did. I was here again, another blessing. I was able to accomplish all the things I set out to do.
I think the way you, the thing is, some people dream about things, and they don't have the drive or the energy or something, or the belief in themselves to
That's
put those things into practice. And you obviously have.
What I also try to tell young people is dream dreams that are possible.
Oh, yeah, that's
You know, sometimes
good,
we set ourselves up for defeat. We set ourselves up to fail.
That's
because
true.
We don't take it one, we don't take the stairs one at a time. We want to go from the bottom rung to the top immediately. Well, and consequently, we get kind of frustrated. I took mine slowly, surrounded myself with people who cared about me. I have the same manager since 1959, John Levy.
How about if I play a tune for you?
Well, if you hadn't said you would, I was. That's my next step. I really want to hear this, and I'm going to sit right here. And
I'm such a ham. I'm sort of getting inspired by all the things you're doing.
Well, I'm ready. I'm ready to listen.
And this is actually a tune I wrote. And the reason I think it's in the back of my mind is because Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics.
Super.
But don't worry, I'm not going to sing it.
Okay. Now, Mary, you know how much I appreciated that. I've always admired your left hand, which is exquisite. It's such a pleasure, really, being here with you and sharing the music with you.
I'm having such a wonderful time, as I guess you all can tell. My guest is Nancy Wilson. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz.
To share you and Lou.
Now, you've got a great idea there. That would be nice because he's so terrific that it would be fun if we could all do something.
That's what we're going to try.
You I'm letting sing, our audience play, and
right,
I'll play.
Right. We're going to split this up a little bit and do some choruses and some supportive kinds of things. This is going to be fun for me. Let's try it.
Okay. Green Dolphin Street.
Right.
One lovely day, love came planning to stay. Green Dolphin Street's a fly the same, a setting for nights beyond forgetting. And through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. All the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on Green Dolphin Street.
Boy, anyway, that was fun. You know, I never get this sort of bonus where somebody brings their own musician and then I get to play with that person.
See, I thought that this, to me, I mean, I'd love to hear this. I think it sounded great. I enjoyed that.
You know what I would love to hear, Nancy? And we were talking about your recording of the Johnny Mercer tunes. There's one on there that I absolutely adore, When October Goes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Would you do that one?
I love it. I do. Okay. Are you ready for that one now?
Yes, I've been ready for that.
Okay.
And when October goes, the snow begins to fly above the smoky roofs. I watch the planes go by, the children running home beneath a twilight sky. Oh, for the fun of them when I was October goes, the same old dream appears, and you are in my arms to share the happy years. I turn my head to hide the helpless tears. Oh, how I hate to see October go. I should be over it now, I know. It doesn't matter much how old I grow. I hate to see
that song is so wonderful, and Barry Manilow did a terrific job of writing the melody.
This is the only song in the album that was recorded before. Actually, it was on Barry's Paradise Cafe 2 AM album, and Sarah Vaughan sung it.
Yeah, right.
But see, when I heard that, it was very personal for me, because in October last year, I had started my career 40 years ago in October.
Goodness.
And I started thinking about all of it. The song really was something that I wanted to say. I'd reached an age and a time where musically, lyrically, this is something I didn't mind saying, that October was going. I'm in those later years of, and I'm still doing what I do as well as, if not better, than I've ever done it.
That's right. True. That's absolutely true.
So it was something that I really, it was a little fresh attitude I had, so I liked it.
Oh, you are sort of fresh.
Well, and you know, Mercer, you know, like I said, Mercer was one of the most humorous writers. But then when you realize that the significance of some of the very wonderful lyrics that he's written with depth.
Oh, yeah.
Just super songs.
As much as he was sort of a funny guy and mm-hmm. a cute guy, I mean, he had this great depth of feeling that would come out in a lot of these songs. Well, let's you and I do another tune together. I'm getting that I really love to do that.
Oh, I'm ready. See?
All right.
This I first started. I was singing this song when I first started doing anything. This was one of the early songs that I knew, and I was pleased to eventually record this with George Shearing. Shearing actually did, this was with the quintet that we did this one. And
I remember that.
But the Hello Young Lovers album, where he wrote this, oh, with the Miss Otis Regrets. Oh,
great songs.
Shearing writes beautifully.
Yes, he does.
Oh, I was very pleased. I've been blessed. Between Cannonball Adderley and George Shearing, it doesn't get much
Grover,
better
Washington,
than that.
Grover, Washington. Yeah.
Grover, yes. And yeah. I've had Branford do some things. Kirk Whalen is on the last album, and Gerald Albright's on the next one. So I've been really kind of lucky there.
What's this one? The Nearness of
We're
You?
We'll do The Nearness of You.
Great.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills or delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. If you'll only grant me the to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you. Thank you. I feel you so close to me.
You know, I love that tune and that, just the way you do it with it. Talking about drama, I mean, that...
Oh, but see, that's one of those great old songs, you know? That was... Oh, I'm so glad I came along the time I did. I would hate to be 18 years old now wanting to be a singer. I'm so pleased that I came along where I had the benefit of all those great standards. And I will have a body of work that will include Gershwin and Cole Porter and Johnny Mercer and Lesser.
And that will last.
Yes.
In case you've just tuned in, my guest today is Nancy Wilson. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz.
I'm going to put upon you and have you play something else, solo for me. And I'm looking at the one that you want to play. It's one of the great old songs, old in terms of Stevie Wonder, you know, because it's in one of his early songs.
I love this song. This
yes.
Called All in Love is Fair.
It's great. It's super.
And it has a nice lyric, and I know you recorded it.
Yeah, I had a whole album called this. I love it. I'm waiting patiently to hear
all right.
this. Thank you.
Boy, that's such a pretty song.
The song is absolutely gorgeous. As I was listening to you play, I remember so well the time when I was singing that, especially with full orchestra. I can remember standing on stage with that, and it's a song that touches people's hearts. The lyric is so gorgeous. The writer takes his pen to write the word again.
Yeah, it's very poignant.
Something children are young. I have teenage girls. I need to go home and play this song for them so they can.
You know, we could do another song, Nancy, with Lou, and do all of us do it. I mean, he and I can play, and you'll sing one.
I'm hoping that we can do that. Because this has been, I think, a revelation for him. I think he's enjoyed it, and I know I've enjoyed listening to the two of you. It has been a pleasure to be here and sing songs that I don't get a chance to sing often. So
well,
I'm very pleased.
I love to hear you sing, no matter what it may be, but especially these songs, because I love them too. So,
well,
what
now
did
we're
you...
gonna, we're going to do, now this, here again, goes back to Dinah times for me. I have recorded it in one of the early albums that I recorded, but it's a song that's never going to go away from me. I will go back at the drop of a hat and pull this song up because it says so. It swings. It's one of the swingingest songs I've ever sung in my life. I Thought About You, to me, is one of the best.
It is a beautiful song.
Went down a wandering lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town. And with each game I had the same old dream. At every stop that we made I thought about you. But when I peeped through the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and I looked at the track, the one leading back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. I'm gonna the one leading back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you, 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 you. I thought about you.
Oh, that was really fun. I didn't know I was going to have all this fun this afternoon.
That was so serious.
I knew it was going to be fun, but not this much.
I enjoyed it, and we will do it again, hopefully.
I hope so.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland. Her guest has been Nancy Wilson in another of our favorite programs from the past, which was originally broadcast in 1994. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio.